More funerals today in Pittsburgh as three more victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting are laid to rest. Meanwhile, the self-described free speech social media platform where the suspected shooter posted anti-Semitic messages before carrying out his deadly attack is under renewed scrutiny. Gab.com is losing investors and has been taken offline after the web hosting service GoDaddy said the site violated its terms of service. Let's bring in Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the suspected shooter had a history of posting anti-Semitic messages on Gab, including one posted just before authorities say he walked into the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh and killed 11 people. That one read, "Screw your optics, I'm going in." Now, Gab says they have a zero tolerance policy for violence and terrorism, but it looks like the suspected shooter here posted a lot of threats without any repercussions. Tell us first a little bit about Gab and its connection to what happened here.
Gab is a two-year-old site that markets itself as a free speech alternative to Facebook and Twitter. So Facebook and Twitter already allow pretty much all legal speech that isn't physically threatening. So you might think, why do you need a free speech alternative to sites that already allow free speech? And the answer is that Gab is essentially a cult platform. It's a place where white nationalists and Nazis and racists and extremists can talk amongst themselves on a social network where they feel comfortable and unafflicted by public commentary, where they won't be criticized for their hateful rhetoric. Now, Robert Bowers, the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter, he joined Gab in January this year. He was very active in posting anti-Jewish images and messages. And last week, he was on Gab passing along conspiracy theories about the migrant caravan in Central America and its connection to George Soros and the international Jewish community. And then, as you said, apparently agitated and morbidly inspired by the conversation he was having with other racists and anti-Semites on Gab, he said, "Screw your optics, I'm going in." And that was his last post on Gab before he went into that synagogue.
Well, let's listen to the company's CEO. This is Andrew Torba talking with WBRE-TV in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania on Saturday. Said he was horrified to find out this alleged terrorist was on our site, but he denied the site gave safe harbor to violent people.
"I fundamentally believe in the free expression and individual liberty and the fundamental human right for everybody to speak freely. Obviously, threats of violence are not included in that, and there are other regulations around the freedom of speech and the First Amendment, of course. But I do think that more speech is always going to be the answer to combat bad speech or hate speech."
Derek, what about that argument that Torba is saying they're just committed to free speech?
Well, look, the First Amendment is first for a reason. The founders of this country, the authors of our Constitution, they do place above all other enumerated rights the freedom of worship and the freedom of expression. But there are limits to freedom of expression, as there have to be. You're not allowed to lie under oath, even though you could argue that's freedom of expression. You're not allowed to include false statements in legal contracts or economic contracts. And then speech that's considered threatening or speech that advocates violent action is also not considered constitutional. And what we have here is an example of anti-Semitic messages and hate speech bleeding into a message of violent action, "screw your optics, I'm going in," bleeding into actual violent action, one of the worst anti-Semitic crimes in America's history. So, you know, what do I make of this statement that Gab is committed to being a platform of free speech? Well, I think Gab is committed to being a platform for free hate speech. And that's legal, but it's also despicable. And if other companies want to condemn and cut ties with a despicable platform for hate speech, then they too enjoy that right under law.
Well, we mentioned GoDaddy did cut ties. Also, PayPal, Medium, Stripe, and Joyent have cut ties to the site since the shooting on Saturday. But a message posted to the site says Gab isn't going anywhere. How do they plan to get back online?
It's not clear. The short answer is that Gab has said it could be online by this weekend. It has to find another domain provider. I don't know of another domain provider that to date has said that they want to host Gab. Maybe one will emerge from the woodwork. I'm unfortunately rather sure that they'll find one, but I don't know when that will happen.
Is there any criminal liability for a social media site or its founders if someone posts threats and then carries out an attack like this?
So as a matter of constitutional law, social media companies can do basically whatever they want. If Facebook wants to become, you know, an exclusive platform for Venezuelan socialists, it can do that. If it wants to become, on the other hand, a book club for Ayn Rand lovers to discuss The Fountainhead, it can do that too. These social networks can be almost whatever they want to be, and they're probably not criminally liable for hate speech under current law. But even if they can't be criminally punished for hate speech, they can be financially punished for hate speech. People can say, I don't want to go onto Twitter because I'm assaulted by anti-Semitic messages or assaulted by, you know, anti-woman messages. And so Facebook and Twitter have taken pains, probably not done enough, but they've started to try to crack down on hate speech and bullying on their platforms. Mm-hmm. And Gab, to be clear, is an alternative to these efforts that Facebook and Twitter have undertaken.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.